Masechet Shevi'it Perek Tet Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we taught that there are three areas in terms of the laws of Bi'ur, and that each area is subdivided into three different regions. This Mishnah is going to talk about, why don't we just say there are nine regions? Why do we say there are three areas that are divided up through each of them by three? Why don't we just say there are nine? So Mishnah is going to ask that question. V'lama amru shalosh aratzot? Why do we say there are three areas? Really, each area is subdivided into three different regions. Why don't we just say that there are nine areas? Mishnah says, shehiyu ochlin b'chol ahat ve'ahat, ad sheichle'a ha'aharon sheba. Hachamim said, we said that there are three lands in order to teach that you're allowed to continue eating the produce in the entire area if the produce is available in some of the area. So even though it may not be available in the minor region that I'm talking about within the bigger area, maybe it's only available in the south, but I'm in the north, the chidush of the Mishnah to tell us that there are only three is that the entire bigger area is one. And if it's, even though it's only available in the south and I'm in the north, I could continue to eat it because it's available within my one bigger area. That's the reason it teaches us that there are three areas. I don't have to do bi'ud until it's fully gone from my entire area. This Mishnah, though, has Rabbi Shimon taking a different take. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru shalosh aratzot ela bi'huda. The only time we said that there are three different regions within one area is with Yehuda. That when Hachamim talked about three, they were only talking about Yehuda. They weren't talking about the Eved HaYarden and the Galil. And that each one of these smaller regions within Yehuda are their own separate area. So if it's not available in the south of Yehuda anymore, according to the Bishimon, even though it may be available in the north of Yehuda, I'm not allowed to eat anymore. I have to do bi'ur because it's not around my smaller area. Ushar kol ha'aratzot kehar ha'melech. And all other areas of Eretz Israel, the Galil and the Ever Hayarden, have the same bi'ur deadline as the Har HaMelech, the mountain of the king, which is the mountainous region of Yehuda, where the fruits and the produce stay for a very long time. It's abundant in that area. And therefore, what it's telling us over here is that when it comes to these other, the whole rest of Israel, a person doesn't have to get rid of his food. He doesn't have to do bi'ur until it's gone from the last area where they are going to be gone, which is the mountain area of Yehuda. But there are two exceptions to this rule, which is, b'chol ha'aratzot ke'ahat lezatim v'latemarim. All the lands of Eretz Israel are equal in terms of olives and dates. And if you could find olives or dates anywhere in Israel, you're allowed to continue to eat the olives and dates no matter where you are, because the country is considered to be one country in terms of the olives or dates. Animals will go super far in order to find the dates and the olives. Therefore, it's never considered to be fully gone from the field, because the animals will go all over to get it, and therefore a person is allowed to continue to eat them until they're fully gone from the entire Eretz Israel, no matter what region he lives in.